"I am sorry to abandon you like this, Mademoiselle Lafarge," Miss McCleavy says. "Are you certain you'll be fine on your own with the girls?" "Of course," Mademoiselle Lafarge says, patting Miss McCleavy's hands. "Miss McCleavy, are you leaving us?" Felicity pries.
"Yes, I've a dinner engagement with a friend this evening," our teacher answers.
"What friend is that?" Fee says, abandoning all propriety.
"Now then, Miss Worthington, it's none of your affair, is it?" Mademoiselle Lafarge reprimands, and Fee falls quiet.
Miss McCleavy does not grant us an answer to the impertinent question.
"I trust you'll give Mademoiselle Lafarge no trouble, ladies," she says. "I shall see you on the morrow."
"I didn't know McCleavy had any friends," Anne mutters once McCleavy has taken her leave of us. "Nor did I, but Miss McCleavy has been full of surprises tonight." The London fog envelops us in its murkiness. Figures emerge at first like ghosts, like something that belongs to the mist, before taking on form. Top hats, coats, bonnets. It is an effect as thrilling as anything conjured by the Wolfson brothers' magic lantern. Anne, Felicity and Lafarge are distracted by the sight of a Mr. Pinkney, the human calliope, as he mimics the sound of the instrument with his mouth while also banging a drum. Dr. Van Ripple emerges from the fog, hobbling quickly on his cane. He collides with a gentleman.
"I do beg your pardon, sir. It's this leg and the damp."
"No harm done," the gentleman says.
As he helps to right Dr. Van Ripple, I see the magician reach into the man's pocket and relieve him of his gold watch. Master illusionist, indeed. Master pickpocket would be more like it.
"Pardon me, pardon me,"
he says, shooing the ladies and gentlemen in their finery out of his way. I block his path. He locks eyes with me, startled.
"Did you enjoy the show, my dear?"
"Which show would that be, sir?" I say sweetly. "The Wolfson Brothers, or the one I just witnessed in which you relieved a man of his pocket watch?"
"An honest mistake,"
Dr. Van Ripple says, his eyes wide with fear. "I shan't tell," I assure him, "but I expect something in return." When Miss Lafarge mentioned Spence, you paled at the name. Why?
"Really, I must be going.
Shall I call for the constable?" Dr. Van Ripple glowers.
"My assistant attended the Spence Academy."
"She was a Spence girl?"
"So she said."
I search his face. "How do I know you're telling me the truth?" He puts his hand over his heart.
"On my reputation as a gentleman."
I stop him. "I believe your reputation as a gentleman is very much in question, sir." He holds my gaze.
"On my reputation as a magician, then. I promise you this is the truth."
Our carriages have arrived. "Come along, girls," Mademoiselle Lafarge calls.
"Best not keep them waiting,"
he says, pocketing the stolen watch. Can I trust the word of a thief? "Dr. Van Ripple," I start, but he waves me off with his cane. "Please, sir, I only wish to know her name, nothing more, and I shall leave you in peace, I promise." Seeing I will not surrender, he sighs.
"Very well. It was Mina, Miss Wilhelmina Wyatt."